McNeely of AT&T on 90.
Mr. Who?
McNeely.
I don't want him. I want Mr. Fred Capel of AT&T.
Thank you.
Fred Capel. K-A-P-P-E-L.
Fred Capel on 90.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Did I get you away from your lunch?
Well, I was just halfway there.
Well, I figured you big shot, you'd have a big private dining room and feasting off the fat of the land.
Well, sometimes.
You keeping you busy?
Brother.
I want you to do something for me. I had you on my political speech-making tour and my fundraising tour and all that, and then I decided, well, I better not, but I better just have you sit back and look wisely and say a prayer every now and then. And I got a good gallop this morning, made me feel good anyway, but I want to get this fella Bev Murphy on my Committee of Independence. I want to keep it, I want to have a few decent, clean fellas, and I thought maybe you wouldn't mind quietly giving me a recommendation, don't you?
No, I'll do that.
If you'll just do...
If you let me just walk the tightrope.
I will. I'll do that. I think it's wise from your standpoint.
It must be that way. I can give you chapter and verse.
I know that. I know it, and I see that. But I just got to have this Bev Murphy, and you can get him.
Well, I'll talk to him. He's a guy with a mind of his own, or you wouldn't want him to, you know.
Well,
I haven't the slightest idea about it, but I will sure talk to him.
You tell him that we've got to have some business people here. Now, if I don't want to get surrounded by a bunch of crackpots, and
no.
I've got to have somebody advise me.
Please don't.
They're
a dime a dozen.
You tell him if he won't sit back in his rocking chair and his hands in his damn pocket and voting for Goldwater, then he'll be down here raising hell and saying, why did you abolish so-and-so? Why did you confiscate so-and-so? I'll say, that's what my economic advisor told me to do, and I tried to get you, and you wouldn't do a damn thing about it. You just sat off and wouldn't participate. So you tell him you've got to have some people helping me.
I'll talk to him.
Call me, will you?
Yeah.
Bye.
And I think maybe... after I get through talking with him, you would be agreeable if he called you.
Yes, sir. Hell yes. I'll be waiting with him open arms. I want him. Period.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.